There's some controversy today about an unusual coaching decision after the Patriots' third loss of the season yesterday. The Patriots and the Jets went into overtime, and to start OT, the Patriots won the coin toss but chose to kick the ball instead of receive it. The Jets scored a touchdown, and the Patriots lost 26-20 without ever touching the ball in overtime. After the game, Coach Bill Belichick didn't have a lot to say about that decision.
Bill, why did you elect to kick on the coin toss overtime?
So we thought that was the best thing to do.
Bill, what were your specific instructions to Matthew? Because it seemed like there was some confusion.
There wasn't any confusion.
Joining us now, as he does after every Patriots game, is football reporter Mike Reese of ESPN.com. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Deborah.
So we have to begin with the end of the game and that coaching decision, of which Bill Belichick says there was no confusion. How unusual a move was this, and what do you think about his explanation of it?
Well, this was very unconventional, and you start with the rules of overtime, and just to understand that the reason why most teams will want to get the ball, receive the ball at the start of overtime, is that if you score a touchdown on your first possession, you win the game, and so usually most teams do that. Bill Belichick decided he didn't want to do that. He wanted to kick it away, and the concept is that if you kick it away and then you stop the other team, all you need to do is kick a field goal to win the game. And his feeling was is that his defense had been playing very well, and they had stopped the Jets on their prior two possessions on just three plays on each of those possessions. So he felt like if we kick it away, then we can stop them, then we'll have good field position, and we can turn the game over to our kicker, Steven Goskowski, who's one of the best in the league, and we can help our offense, which was having a tough day and might have had a hard time having to drive the full length of the field. So that was sort of the concept of it. As for what I thought of the decision, I think given the dynamics in play, I understood it, and it was more a matter of execution on the field. They just couldn't stop the Jets on that final drive of overtime.
Right. They were struggling much of the game, and we'll talk about that in just a minute, but we should say that the Jets played well.
No question, Deborah, and I think you have to give them a lot of credit. A couple of things that the Jets did very well was, first and foremost, they were playing for their playoff lives. They needed to win the game to keep their playoff hopes alive, and they really showed that with a lot of urgency, and they rushed the ball very well. They had 27 rushing attempts for 143 yards, averaging 5.3 yards a carry against the Patriots' defense, and that really helped them in the game.
You mentioned the Patriots' offense. How much of that slug that you talked about yesterday can be blamed on injuries?
Well, part of it can be. They really missed two of their top receivers, Julian Edelman and Danny Amendola, and that was part of the reason why Tom Brady was struggling to find open targets throughout the game. So certainly you can, I guess you could say, blame a little bit of it on those injuries, but every team does have injuries, and they try not to use that as an excuse. And that's actually part of the admirable trait that the Patriots have. A characteristic of them is that they usually plug the next player in and are still competitive.
And also there was a key injury early in yesterday's game. Offensive lineman Sebastian Vollmer carted off the field with a leg injury. How big of a loss is that?
Well, it's a significant loss because if you think about the Patriots' best asset, it's Tom Brady, and this is the player that protects his blind side. They're hopeful that maybe his season won't be over, that the injury isn't too serious, but the player they replaced him with, LaAdrian Waddle, had just joined the team on December 17th. Oof. So think about that. You have someone that had just been there 10 days with a new team protecting Tom Brady's blind side.
We also briefly mentioned defense at the beginning of our conversation. How do you think Patriots defense is looking late in this season right now?
Well, it had been playing much better prior to this game. They had one very good play in the game where they strip-sacked the Jets quarterback, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and returned the football for a touchdown, which gave the Patriots some points that they really needed in the game. But overall, this wasn't the unit's best effort. They'll need to be better going forward.
So they get to rest during the first week of the playoffs with a bye. Still to be determined is whether they'll have home field advantage. What needs to happen for the Patriots to get that advantage?
Well, there are a lot of different scenarios, but I always like to try to go to the most simple one in these situations. If they win Sunday in Miami, they will have home field advantage, the number one seed throughout the playoffs. So they're balancing two things here. They need to get that victory. At the same time, they want to balance the health of their roster and not rush some of these injured players back. So that would be the best case scenario for them. Get that victory, get the home field advantage, and also rest some of those players.
All right, Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and offers analysis each week on Morning Edition here on WBUR. We'll talk to you after the regular season finale next week. Mike, thanks.
Thank you.